I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Her dresses make you look regal, and she can teach you number 17, the spread eagle. It's Watch What Happens Live with Diane von Furstenberg and Catherine Zeta-Jones now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411.
Hey guys, welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, with two guests known for turning looks and turning heads the same way I'm known for turning up. My first guest's dresses have enwrapped royalty, first ladies, and Hollywood stars, but I assume her most distinguished client is the Justin Bieber doll we keep in the clubhouse. Her new book is Own It, The Secret to Life. It comes out Monday. It's Diane von Furstenberg, ADVF.
Hi!
Great to see you. Hi. And my next guest is a world-renowned actress who kills it in every role. In fact, she won an Oscar for playing a vixen who did just that in Chicago. Her women's ready-to-wear collection for spring with Casa Zeta-Jones just launched, making her clubhouse debut. It's Catherine Zeta-Jones. Hi!
Hello there, handsome. Hi there, Diane. What a treat to be on.
Hello, darling.
I'm assuming the two of you must know each other, right?
We do.
Yes.
We do.
And I'm
and we like each other.
That's good. And I'm assuming that DVF, are you wearing DVF today?
I am.
And Catherine is wearing a piece from her new line, too. So I love this.
Casa Zeta-Jones. Yes, I am.
Very nice.
I'm just thrilled to be talking, first of all, to an icon. I mean, an icon. And then also Diane. No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
But I mean, really, to be sitting with you and then just a woman that has inspired me in so many ways is just, and who I can call a friend, is just a real, real treat.
Very nice. Well, I'm very excited about this. Diane, your fashions are always show-stopping, but the most incredible creation you've designed might be your full and fascinating life. So I have a speed round of questions about some of your big personal firsts in your life with Diane von Furstenberg. Do you remember your first kiss?
My first kiss? No, I don't.
What's the first career-altering advice you ever got?
Oh, my first advice that I got is probably from Diana Vreeland, who, I mean, everybody else looked at what my little dress is, and they said, what is that? And then I walked into this big office and this very powerful woman, And she went on and she was so excited. And she said, go for it, girl. And that was a great advice.
And that you did. Other than a fashion designer, what's the first thing you can remember wanting to be when you grew up? Or is that what you wanted to be?
No, I wanted to be a woman in charge. That's what I wanted to be.
Who was the first famous face to wear one of your iconic wrap dresses to a really big event?
I remember Rita Hayworth, Candice Bergen, Ali McGraw at the time, Cheryl Teagues.
I love it.
I was so impressed, yeah.
What's the first thing you order when you want to really treat yourself to a decadent meal?
Oh, good wine.
All right.
Good wine.
Thank you very much. Catherine, not only did you play Catherine the Great in a 1995 TV movie, but you yourself are a great Catherine. So please give us some highlights from your own regal history with Catherine the Great. Catherine, which film of yours do you consider to be your greatest?
I think Chicago, because I started off very little as a little girl wanting to be on the stage, and I did musicals in the West End of London. And I thought that the genre of musicals was never going to be reinvented the way it was in the old Hollywood, golden years of Hollywood. Diane just mentioned Rita Hayworth, you know, I dreamed of being Rita Hayworth. So to put on Cellular forever, singing and dancing in a movie role, you know, executed so well by the cast and crew, yeah, I think has to be, you know, up there for me, yeah.
Which award was greater to win, your Tony or your Oscar?
Oh, gosh. They're just too different. Two different things.
Who was your greatest? Who was your greatest on-screen kiss?
Well, I got to be careful because I'm married to Michael Douglas. You know, I got to be really careful. I guess it was, you know, home videos of me and the kids. Giving my husband a kiss. Okay, he's next door. I better be really careful.
By the way, what was the greatest gesture of love that Michael has ever done for you?
I like things like that. He made the bed this morning. You know, I went up to the room and the sheet and the duvet was pulled back. And I love it when I love it when he takes the trash out, the rubbish, and I like that kind of stuff.
It's the little things, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who is a director or a fellow actor or actress who's been your greatest cheerleader throughout your long career?
Well, Anthony Hopkins. I've got to work with him twice on film, but he directed me in Underwilk Wood, played by Dylan Thomas, when I was, I think, in my early 20s. And he's from my home country in Wales, which is our patron saint's, day is this month. And he was at my wedding. And the other than that is Alfred Molina, an actor who got me my first agent. He saw me on stage as a young 17-year-old, and he got me my first agent.
Wow. All right. Thank you very much. Well, if Countess Luann taught us one thing, it's that elegance is learned. So we're all in luck because school is in session, led by our classy guests. Ladies, I want to talk clothes with you. I mean, you're both wearing your own designs tonight. I want to show you some ensembles from your past. Tell us, are they chic or weak? DVF, how about this sequin party dress from 1972?
I like it.
Okay, Catherine.
I still like it.
You still like it. Catherine, what about you in 1996? You're all black lace. Premiere of The Long Kiss Goodnight.
That's a little weak for me.
Not feeling it. TVF is, though. TVF, what about you rocking this look at the Tommy Hilfiger's Rock Style exhibit in 99?
Oh, my God. I should have walked in with Catherine's last look. I don't like it.
She doesn't like it, everybody. Okay, Catherine, what do you think about this one? This is the 2000 premiere of Traffic.
Yeah, I love it. Do you know why I love it? It was backless and it was chain mail, which is all back in fashion right now. It was backless and I just had my son. So I was in a pair of pants that I couldn't fit into the week before. I was super, super, super happy to look chic. It was okay. The best I could do.
DVF, I love this red and black moment from 1976, DVF.
Wow, I like that.
Yes, yeah, she likes it.
I like that. Okay. I like the girl inside. She's having a lot of fun.
Yes, she was. I could tell getting off that train. Okay, Catherine, you're in a bit of a naughty nighty here at the MTV Movie Awards in 1999.
A naughty nighty. That was Angaro. I liked it because I'm not, I'm a big Diane Van Furstenberg wrap dress, but usually my curves show too much in those little slippy things. And that one was, I liked that one. Yeah, I like that.
That's very nice.
DVF, last up, here you are in a layered airport look in 1979.
Oh, I very much wanted to be, oh my God, this is like, that was the woman in charge, right? The briefcase.
Right.
And the high heels and the net fish stockings and going through the airport. And yeah, I was the on the go girl.
Yes, you were. And you still are. Let's go to our virtual audience. Amanda has a question for Diane. Amanda, what's your question?
Hi, DVF.
Hi, Amanda.
I loved that bathing suit selfie that you posted last month, and I was wondering how shocked you were that it got such a viral response.
Oh, that's crazy. It was my birthday, and I had just gone for a long swim, and I don't know. I my hair was wet, and I just took a selfie, and for out of the blue, I just posted it because it was my birthday, and before I knew, it was all over. And then I thought I should pull it back, but then I thought it would be worse. So here we are.
Well, I think people were inspired. What you were saying is, I mean, I think people were inspired by the by how you looked and you owning it, as you say.
Well, I mean, you know, I turned 74, so you better own it. And truly, I've lived so fully that I should really be 150. So... You know, I don't think I will look good in that 150.
Well, let's wait and find out. Craig has a question for Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Hey, Craig. Hi there.
So, is it true that Rob Marshall wanted to keep your long hair for Chicago,
Is it true that Rob Marshall wanted you to have your longer hair for Chicago and you were the one that insisted on your now iconic bob?
It was not Rob Marshall. No, Rob Marshall was in my team. It was a producer who we got that kind of call. We don't even think she doesn't look like Catherine. We needed to look like Catherine. I said, yeah, no. And so I was adamant. I said, no, she's having a Louise. This character is having a Louise Brooks bob. This is so in tune with the period of the piece, which they didn't have, you know, rough, you know. No, I was adamant. But no, but it wasn't Rob Marshall. He was on my team. He had my back. It was somebody else.
Got it. DVF, thank you, audience. DVF, your book is coming out on International Women's Day. I assume you have so many women who inspire you. Who are some of them?
I would say that so many women inspire me, and a lot of them are not well known. My mother inspired me, but most women inspire me because I have yet to meet a woman who is not strong.
Catherine, do you have favorite? Is that one of your favorite pieces from your line? Is that why you chose it tonight?
Yeah, yeah. I did. Yeah, I chose it tonight. This is my little Chloe blouse. It's one of my favorite because, first of all, I love lace. I actually collect old, usually Italian and Spanish lace, mantillas. And so, yeah, this is my one of my favorite blouses that's super, super comfortable, that goes from day to night really simply. So, yeah, that's why.
All right. Well, it looks great. Well, since both of my guests are high-class ladies who would never drop names, I'm going to be a gentleman and do it for them. You both have had such rich, incredible lives. We wanted to play Have You Met Them? I'm going to read off notable people. Just tell me if you've crossed paths with them and what that was like. Have either of you met Queen Elizabeth II?
Yes.
You both have?
Yes.
I don't, DBF, I don't think I realized you had met the Queen.
I met her at a wedding. It was the wedding of my of Alexandra, my daughter-in-law's sister. And she was very close. The Queen was very closely sitting with my son. So I did something that was completely rude. I actually took a picture of them. And I don't know that I was supposed to do that.
I think you weren't. Catherine, where did you meet the Queen?
I met the Queen a few times at the Royal Variety Performance in London at the Royal Drury Lane, where I was performing. And then I did the classic, you know, lined up backstage, and she goes down the line and has, you know, is able to ask you a question, or each and every one of us, and it makes you feel incredibly, incredibly important. I'm a huge royalist, you know, I get dressed up for the weddings and the births and the christenings. So I'm a huge Queen fan, I mean, royal fan.
Yeah, I'm assuming that you've both met a member of the Beatles.
Yes.
You go first.
I met Paul, I've met Ringo. Didn't meet John. Actually spoke to George Harrison on the phone, but before his untimely passing. But yeah.
DVF?
I met Paul, I met Ringo, and I actually did meet John.
Wow. How about Jackie Kennedy Onassis?
I knew her well. I knew her well. She was my neighbor on Fifth Avenue. She lived the building next to me. And she was a working woman at the time. She was working for Doubleday and very proud to be an editor. She had two children. And I too had two children. And I too was a businesswoman. And she was my idol. I think she is extraordinary. She was so elegant. She was a wonderful mother. And then later, I remember I had dinner with her and Onassis and my ex-husband. We had dinner, the four of us, and he wasn't nice to her, and I didn't like that.
Oh. Have either of you met a pope?
No.
I kind of. I saw him in a Beetle driving around the Vatican grounds.
I love it.
So yeah, I definitely met a pope. I've been blessed.
Did either of you meet Freddie Mercury, another queen? You did?
Many, many, many times.
Wow.
I was in a show called 42nd Street, and I was 17, 18 years old playing the lead role. And Freddie used to love tap dancing, loved the show. And he used to come and see me in the show. And sit quite regularly, like a few times, you know, like once every like 2.5 months, something.
Wow.
And he used to sit in the royal box and come backstage and say hi. And so I feel very blessed to have met such a wonderful artist and showman. And he said to me, he said, what do you want to do now? And because I was playing, like my dream had been fulfilled being on in a show in London. I said, I want to go to America and do straight acting, you know, like being in films maybe. And he said, good luck, kid. And then he said, just keep your head on your shoulders.
Nice.
So I said, okay.
I know you've both met a prince. Yes.
Well, I married one.
Yes, you did. And last but not least, did either of you ever meet Liberace?
No.
Maybe.
Maybe.
My husband
Oh, yes. Of course.
Of course. I slept with Liberace for 3 months.
You're the only woman who's ever slept with Liberace. I guarantee you that. It is time for Watch What Happens 5. Diane's new book is all about the words that she loves. And since my favorite series of words might be Who Gonna Check Me Boo, I thought DVF could do us the honor of giving us her favorite words. What's your number 5, Diane?
Intention. If you focus on the power or the energy is no good. If you focus on the intention, you get the power and the energy.
Okay, what's your number 4?
My number 4 is jealousy. And I'm just going to say one thing that is really important about jealousy. My personal recommendation to avoid jealousy is never to look at anyone's phone or personal email. There's nothing to gain from that.
I think that's very good advice. What's your number 3 word?
Obstacle. I think that we have to look at every obstacle on our journey as a teacher.
All right. What about number 2?
Provocative. I love the word provocative and I love to be provocative. But my it's too long, but I love even the word of the word provocative. And nothing can be more provocative than the truth.
Number 1 word.
Number 1 word is truth. Truth is my religion. I practice truth. And I'm very proud to say that I have never lied and never will.
All right. I want to thank Diane and Catherine for being here. Catherine, it was so fun hanging out with you. We have more on our after show coming up. We'll see you tomorrow night, and we'll go to Twitter Live right now for our after show. Thanks, ladies. Thanks, audience.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, we are back. DBF's book is called Own It, The Secret to Life. It's out Monday on International Women's Day. Catherine Zeta-Jones, Women's Ready to Wear collection for spring just launched. And where can people buy it, Catherine?
Online, Z-commerce. If you go onto my Catherine Zeta-Jones Instagram or website, all the links are there to buy it through e-commerce.
For both of you, Marlena I wants to know, even after 20 years while in quarantine, did you learn anything new about Barry or Michael's habits or quirks that you never noticed before? Catherine, did you learn stuff about your husband?
Michael does have a thing about not closing doors. Okay. Like the bathroom cabinet door and kitchen counter door. And
what about you,
DVF?
I never realized how much Barry needs to move. For me, the pause has been a bliss. And I realized that Barry needs to move. And I didn't realize that he moved that much.
Catherine, what was it like presenting at the Golden Globes on Sunday? Was it surreal?
It was surreal in the way that it was a different dynamic. You know, these award shows are fun for us to present solely for me personally, is that I get to meet my peers on the red carpet. I get to chit-chat to actors I don't see all year round and haven't worked with in years. And so the camaraderie of these events. And, you know, I mean, obviously we're giving out kudos to great performances and great work. But I miss the, I don't know.
Right, the interaction.
I haven't seen. The interaction, like everybody in every business, and this year has been hard for having little, zero, you know, interaction.
DVF, are you taking a selfie right now?
I just did. No, I took a picture. I took a picture of you guys. It's a souvenir to remember.
DVF, Natalie C. wants to know, what do you think the world of fashion is going to look like once the world resumes? Are people going to stick to sweats, or will there be a renaissance?
I think both. I think that society is going to change. I think a lot of things will be different. I think we will like what we like best, but I don't think any of us can really understand what is going to happen and how life will be. Because on one side we have nature, and on the other side we have the virtual world, right. And both energies are pulling us.
We will leave it there and we'll see what happens. Get Own It. Get Casa Zeta Jones, Women Ready to Wear Collection for Spring. It just launched. Thank you both. For more, click around BravoTV.com.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.